This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
And thank you for sticking with us here on the morning run. Han, Joyce, and Chuang keeping you company all the way up till 10 a.m. Right now, let's look at the top business stories of the day. Today's one is actually on the front pages of some of the local dailies as well as the front pages of the business sections as well. News that the Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, has said that foreigners are not allowed to buy homes in the Forest City project over there in Johor. No visas will be issued to prospective buyers to live there. Here's the Prime Minister making that statement.
One thing is certain, that city that is going to be built cannot be sold to foreigners. We are not going to give visas for people to come and live here. Our objection is because it was built for foreigners, not built for Malaysians. Most Malaysians are unable to buy those flats.
Again, that was the Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad giving his verdict on the Forest City project here in Johor. And Chuang, you spoke to the National Director of Strategy for Country Garden on the Breakfast Grill just not too long ago.
Yeah, Ng Soo Han. I mean, I think they were quite quick to point out that the strategy behind Forest City in JB, Johor, has changed somewhat. I think initially when they first came out, they wanted to pivot towards Chinese buyers and to allow local Chinese from China to purchase investment, purchase properties in Johor. But that's changed because of all the opposition to their project. And now they're saying it's a much more holistic project with golf courses and schools and all that. I understand why Mahathir is saying this, right? Mahathir's always wanted much more technology in the country, much more value-added industries, much more high-level stuff which can add value to the system. My concern here, in a way, is a little bit like this, right? If the whole of Iskandar was originally formulated as a kind of like a Shenzhen, right, which is the whole region in southern China, which had a residential, commercial manufacturing, and it's kind of like a cheaper alternative. And the Shenzhen of Malaysia was in Iskandar. It allowed manufacturing industries, residential, commercial, all to come to Johor and to relocate from a more expensive Singapore. If we say foreigners are not allowed to buy properties in Johor, in Forest City, but we allow manufacturing incentives and other attractions to foreign manufacturers, are we being a little bit hypocritical here? If the original mandate was to be adhered to.
Okay, yeah. And also with this latest news, right, it's not clear whether or not this ban is going to be retrospective because the project has always been targeting foreign buyers. If you look at the number of people who have bought it, I mean, some 70% of them are Chinese buyers. That makes up about two-thirds of the Forest City apartments sold thus far, 20% from Malaysia and the rest from 22 other countries. That includes Indonesia, Vietnam and South Korea. So whether or not this ban is going to be retrospective. Also, I think when you buy a unit, that doesn't come with a visa to live here. I mean, not that I know of. There's no PR that is tagged to the unit.
Well, actually, so for this specific project here with the Forest City, according to a Reuters report, they actually help facilitate these buyers with the Malaysia My Second Home program. So they actually bear the fees and then they help you with the application there. And the number that was espoused on the Breakfast Grill there, Chuang, was I think about 60-65% of the buyers from mainland China, and then the rest from the rest of Southeast Asia, the Middle East as well. So Malaysians who can afford it are not precluded from it as well. That's number one. And then secondly, going back to the point that was made about Forest City, the idea is that the residential component is just one of several components to the broader development. Again, this was what was espoused during the Breakfast Grill. There's education as well. There's IBS, I believe, and other kinds of components to this broader development at Forest City. So to just view it only through the property lens, and I guess this is where it's most contentious, right? Because, foreigners are coming here, buying property, and perhaps not contributing to the broader economy. Well, so that was addressed during the Breakfast Grill as well. For example, I think some numbers mentioned was that Country Garden has paid some 300 million ringgit in taxes to the federal government, created about 1,000 jobs for Malaysians. So, the idea is that hopefully that these people who buy these units can then you know, have the spillover effects into the broader economy.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So there's two kinds of investment in Mahathir's world, right? There's the kind of like short-term here and now money, which is the corporation tax, the retail, the leisure, the airfares, you know, the property purchases that come along with it. And then there's the long-term investment, which is the kind that you come with factories and people, processes, technology transfer, plants, machinery, what have you, the kind of stuff that maybe Gili is doing with Proton, for example. I think Mahathir prefers the latter, right? The longer term one with much more multiplier effects to the economy. I think he's trying to distinguish it. The difficulty here is, you know, with a region like Iskander, we don't want the people necessarily to come in and buy property and flood the market, but we want the longer term investment. Can we have our cake and eat it?
And also the multiplier effect of it, right? And also this, when this news came out also, I mean, Country Garden has come out to defend its development because what they have, again, this is a National Land Court Section 433B, a foreign citizen or a foreign company may acquire land in Malaysia subject to the prior approval of the state authority having been obtained.
That's okay. We've always allowed foreign ownership of our properties here because the property sector is very important to the economy. But I think it's what's going on in Mahathir's mind, which is the most germane discussion here.
Right.
Is it the long-term investment he wants, which I think that's where he's leaning to?
Yeah.
Or is it the short-term investment, which is obviously welcome, but it's not, you know, it comes at a price. And right. I think that price is something that we haven't really discussed.
But here's the thing. It's not mutually, mutually exclusive, right? I mean, you can have both, right? And again, if you are, say, perhaps concerned about the issue of scarcity and it might drive up property prices, you know, in your area, then, well, that argument is diluted then because this is on this reclaimed island that was man-made off the coast of Johor.
Let's call a spade a spade. Country Garden initially, when it came to Malaysia, was not positioning to sell its properties to local Malaysians.
Right.
It was positioned to sell to Chinese buyers, China buyers.
And then I think it's important to note that the capital controls out of China that has really stymied demand for this.
So they've had
project,
to reposition the project.
And also the positioning of that project was because it's close to Singapore and how it's going to be easy. You pay in ringgit for a property, but you are nearby Singapore. That was also one of the positioning of how they marketed the project.
Look, have you guys been to Iskander? I've been to Iskander like 3-4 times in the last 3 years, okay? And every single... It's not just Country Garden, there's Greenland in there, there's Tropicana, there's IGM, all the big developers in there. They've all positioned their projects on the coastline of Johor, facing Singapore, and they're all like sentinels, right? They're all like huge, massive monoliths of concrete and glass, all facing Singapore. They're not facing JB, they're facing Singapore.
And it's very clear.
Iskander was positioned for the wealthy Singaporean and foreign buyer.
Right. The idea is that Iskander will be to Singapore, what Shenzhen will be to Hong Kong. But then, you know, again, so going back to this, the measure or the intent signaled by the Prime Minister, it appears to be in contrast to what was announced in Parliament just earlier this month. When asked about the visas for the Forest City project, you got the Minister of Water, Land and Resources saying that as per the existing laws, that these individuals who have bought these homes will still get those visas. Now, so the question is, you've got that statement from Dr. Xavier Jayakumar, and then you've got this statement now from the Prime Minister. What does that mean? Does this mean that moving forward, the land code has to be changed, the bar for foreigners to buy property here in Malaysia has to be raised, you know, before they are considered serious investors and not just hard money? You know, like, there's so many questions and so many uncertainties right now, not just confined to the Forest City project, but also
the broader market.
Yeah, broader
outside,
market investor sentiment as well.
In a Mexican standoff between Professor Jomo and Mahathir, or Professor or Xavier Jayakumar versus Mahathir, who wins?
Well, obviously, to M. Well,
who wins?
Okay.
There's only one game in town right now, and that's Mahathir's game. Right?
Sure, but then at the same time, you've got a state versus federal issue. That could be another juicy standoff as well, because as it stands, state or land is a state matter. Now what the government is doing is that, okay, we will not issue the visas. Then there's a standoff there. What happens to those 400-plus families who are set to get their keys next month? You know, time is of the essence right here, not just for Country Garden, but perhaps for foreign investors as well. They're going to see, well, you know, if there's this policy uncertainty, I'm going to hold off on investing in Malaysia property or otherwise. We'll have to wait and see. It's 58 minutes past 8 a.m. right now. We are coming up to the 9 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, we'll take a look at the local bourse. So stay tuned right here to BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.